Radio Gorgeous. Listen anywhere, anytime. Hello and welcome to Gorgeous Gossip. My name's Josephine Pembroke.
And I'm Donna Freed.
Now today we are going to be discussing it on Gorgeous Gossip on how good a mother you should be if you want a career. You know, you've got to weigh it up. Something's got to give. We found a really interesting article in The Times. We're going to be talking about that afterwards. But who is Author of the Week?
Author of the Week is Julie Cohen. Lovely girl. She's written quite a few books. Her latest is Where Love Lies, and it's a really nice book. For it has a lot of romantic overtones, but for a romantic book, it's a real page turner.
Great.
Yeah, it starts with a woman her mother was a famous artist, and she's, you know, flighty, arty, farty kind of girl, and she's moved to a small village, married a guy who's from that village, and his family lives there, really loving guy. But she all of a sudden starts getting these, and it comes from a scent. And she's transported to a time in her life when she was young and madly in love. And it becomes very disorienting and has
interesting, that idea.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Interesting consequences.
Yeah. I've interviewed, funny you said scent, because that leads beautifully to the Perfume Society. I interviewed Josephine Fairley, Jo Fairley, who's a top beauty journalist. She invented the Beauty Bible, which is like a cult read, especially as to do with kind of aging and things. She says she's been a beauty journalist for over kind of 20, 30 years. She also was Paula Yates's best friend, so she's always got a story to tell about Paula. I did interview her about the Perfume Society, which is a new website and a society which has been created for women who are interested in learning about how perfume's made and are perfume fanatics. So in the same way that there's wine, you can do wine tasting and learning all the smells, they're going to have events all over Britain, at least, where you can go and they'll have someone from Christian Dior or a famous, you know, house, and they'll talk about the perfume, the layers, the colours. So you'll learn how to smell. And if you join the society, you get a little pack with lots of free samples. But let's go to Gorgeous Gossip now, which is, I wanted to know about young people and feminism. In other words, what are young women thinking out there? Because feminism has had resurgence. So let's meet Charlie Braids, who is a 24-year-old feminist.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, gleaming.
So today on Radio Gorgeous, I'd like to introduce Charlie Braids, who is a journalist and TV assistant producer. Charlie also writes about feminism, politics and social issues. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, feminism is back. Young women in their teens and 20s are reclaiming the word. Are you allowed to be sexy? Are you allowed to wear makeup? Why don't we like the word feminism? Why do we think of women in overalls, no makeup? It's got a bad image. Can we make it more sexy?
Well, I think we can. And I think that we need to be, as you say, kind of be trailblazers in the way that we represent ourselves and view ourselves. Like, I've really struggled with that whole wanting to be attractive or sexy thing and being a feminist, because I don't believe that that's the most important thing about a person. And a lot of the representation of women is about the way they look, and we talk about it a lot and we think about it a lot. And so, like, for me, I've been brought up within a culture where being attractive as a woman is important, and I'm bored of feeling ashamed about wanting to be attractive, because for a long time I thought, I don't want to wear makeup, I don't want to dress a certain way.
Was that a political statement, though?
Absolutely. And I quite enjoyed that. I've grown my armpit hair, and that's a really stereotypical thing to do, because it's quite nice to feel a bit of camaraderie with the cause, and to be the kind of like the hairy feminist is quite fun. But then at the same time, just because you don't do that things doesn't make you a feminist. And I think we've become in quite dangerous territory of alienating a lot of people if we believe that's what a feminist is. So to be strong on your views and opinions and dress and act the way you like is really, really important.
So do you think you could be a sex symbol and be a feminist?
Yeah, and I think being a sex symbol is more than being somebody that lots of people want to perv at, because we are sexual people and no one can deny that. And I think a lot of people think that feminists are prudes. We're not. Well, I'm not. I enjoy having sex and I enjoy feeling sexy and being sexy. And I think that we need to talk about sex in real terms, and we are sexual people, and to be sexy is more about kind of your attitude and the way you hold yourself than it is about this idea that's kind of placed in our media and our magazines of how women should and shouldn't be. And it's just a really funny conundrum between sexiness and being a feminist, because you can of course be both. And
now, you talked about growing your armpit hair. So yeah. You did this. Did your mum grow? Did she have armpit hair? You know,
No, my mum was a beautician. So
you can't get more different.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I was 13, I had my armpits waxed and shaved. And I was always taught by her. She's very into kind of female grooming and being beautiful, and she loves all that. So I've really kind of rebelled against that, because earlier this year I was reading a magazine article about women with hairy armpits and why people might think it's disgusting or unhygienic and this kind of attitude towards it. And there was a line in it that said that the person who was working at the magazine, who was assembling the pictures, felt like he wanted to vomit putting them together because he'd seen female armpit hair. And that, for me, I was just like, I'm growing my armpit hair. And I thought, I've never seen my armpit hair. And it's that whole idea of being sexy and being your own woman. I need to know what's there for me to make the decision of whether I like it or not. So I haven't shaved my armpits in 9 months, and it's fine.
And what's the colour of your armpit hair, love?
it's dark brown. And I was reading lots of articles. The Evening Standard did an interesting piece about hipster women dyeing their armpit hair and dyeing their hair on their head. And I thought that was quite fun. And I tried to dye my armpits blue, but actually dyed all my skin blue instead. So I just had blue patches on my armpit skin. But now it's gone back to normal now after a few washes out.
Now, when did you hear the word feminism? When did it kind of creep into your consciousness?
I think I remember the first time I heard it properly was, I was quite young and we were doing a nativity play for school, and I was meant to be an angel in the play, and I got very upset because I didn't want to be an angel. I wanted to be a shepherd, and I cried until I got to be a shepherd instead of an angel. And I remember someone saying to me, "You're a feminist." I didn't know what it was. I was like, "Yeah, probably I am." And I remember people at school campaigning about having girls being able to wear trousers, their school uniform, and I remember being told off as a kid for doing cartwheels and showing my knickers, because you weren't supposed to show knickers because there were boys in the playground, and being really angry about it and doing it anyway to kind of get a reaction from people because I didn't understand. I thought it was really unfair. So I think I've always had that consciousness in me, and people have always said it to me, and I don't think I really knew what it meant at the time.
Brilliant. So what kind of blogs and what sort of things do you read to get your feminist ideas, to give our listeners some ideas of where to go?
Well, a lot of what I write is kind of comment pieces on stuff that I've seen in the news. Like recently there was a story about the TOWIE reality star Lauren Goodyear and a sex tape or some footage of her that was released, and the whole idea of revenge porn and people using revenge porn to get back at women. And so what I do is I look for those things, and if I don't think something's being said that I'm thinking, I say it. And it's kind of a bit of almost a therapy for me, because I get to talk about the things that I don't see being represented or being spoken about in the way I think maybe they should be spoken about.
Now, you make TV programmes. Have you got an idea in the pipeline at the moment?
I've got lots of ideas.
It's really... Tell me your best one at the moment.
Well, the idea that I'm most keen about at the moment is a series called Walking with Feminists, and about kind of an adventure with somebody going to visit. Have you heard about Femen, the radical kind of Swedish group of women? They're like topless protesters, and they go and protest in kind of fashion shows, and they did they protested against the hijab and things like that. And whilst they're really extreme, but that whole kind of idea of protesting, it reminds me of kind of the suffragettes and the old campaigns of feminism that maybe our generation hasn't seen. And I think to visit those people and find out what their stories are would be really interesting.
My weekday fix? Darling, it has to be Radio Gorgeous. You've talked a lot about female body hair. What about pubes? Because I've got them and I've always had them because they were going to be around since I was young. The only thing I really do is have a bikini wax, you know, because that I don't want that to show.
Yeah.
But my daughter, who's 18, says I am repulsive because I have hair. And she says all her friends have no hair.
Yeah.
And is this normal?
I think it is for a younger generation. I was used to wax it all off. I think with the internet, the rise of the internet and kind of pornography and women not having pubic hair in a lot of modern pornography does affect that, because when you're learning about sex and what sex is, if that's the things you see, that's how you think things are. And it's really strange. I find it really weird because...
So have you grown your pubes back?
Yeah, I have. I've grown everything, but I haven't even shaved my legs, because once you get rid of a razor, it's
liberating.
Yeah, exactly. It's so much less work.
You know, in Islam, you've got to have no hair.
I've been sent some passages of the Quran since growing my armpit hair. After posting some pictures on Facebook, some people have messaged me passages from the Quran, told me I was dirty and unclean.
The smell, it goes on, and it's attracting a mate. I mean, that's what our hair's for. The smell of the hair, the armpits, it's giving out a musk, which is meant to attract. So if you've got none of that, you're just going to smell like some horrible perfume or deodorant. You're not going to smell sexy and human. Mm.
Absolutely. And I think when I kind of stopped shaving, people were saying, well, don't you feel smelly? And actually, I don't at all. At first, it's weird because there's something there that wasn't there before. But then after a while, you get used to it and your body adjusts to it. And the odour isn't any worse than it was before.
Now, I am going to ask a question. What does your boyfriend think about it?
He's fine with it. He's a hairy man, so... He's like, well, you can't ask me to shave, so I'd never ask you to do it. And I think he finds the Hollywood look on a woman, he finds it quite uncomfortable, and he thinks, you know, this whole idea that to look like a child is the perfect way for a grown woman to look is unreasonable, and I don't think it's right in a lot of ways.
No. So what are your latest ideas on feminism then?
It's about keeping the sort of momentum going with it, because a lot of the things that we deal with in the UK as women living in this very, very privileged society, we don't need to fight for our education, we don't need to fight for our votes, we don't need to fight for our jobs and money. It's the little things, and you're often criticised for caring about the little things, but none of these things exist in a vacuum, and if we want to be fair and representative, we need to stop all the casual stuff, all the casual sexism, and get rid of Page 3 out of the Sun. And like, why is pornography in our papers? We've had the nude pictures of the celebrity females, the 100 celebrity women have naked pictures leaked online. And people are worried now about hackers and internet safety. But I think the real question there is, what does that say about us, that the images that we can sell and exploit are the images of women, not the images of men?
The only thing I could say is that I do think a woman has a much more beautiful body. And the first ever symbol of art was a fertility goddess.
Yeah.
That's the first thing they ever found, a woman with a massive arse. So I think it's time to celebrate massive arses and armpit hairs. Charlie Braids, what a pleasure to have you on. So if people want to follow you on Twitter, what's your address?
It's at Charlie Braids.
And your blog is
Recognise the Spin.
Lovely. Thanks so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Charlie. Wow. That was amazing. So now we know all about body hair. I did edit all about my hair out, actually. I shouldn't have done that. People have had enough of my body hair.
Or lack thereof at times.
Lack of it. But let's talk about, you found an article in The Times this week. And what was it about, Donna?
Yeah, it's a French woman.
She's not just a French woman.
But she's...
she's a minister, isn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she is. Nathalie Loiseau. She's the director of France's most prestigious higher education institution. She's just written a book called Choisis Tout.
Which means...
Choose
your...
everything.
Yeah. You know?
So it's very basically how to be a super... You know, how to be a superwoman.
Mm.
But instead of how to be a superwoman in terms of doing everything perfectly, it's doing everything a little crappily and, you know, good enough. You know?
Yeah.
And in particular, she thinks women, the glass ceiling is even, you know, more in place in France because it's a very sexist work environment. One of the reasons is because there's no women in it because they stay home because they, you know, they want to be the perfect mother and the perfect wife.
And perfect looking and yes. perfect figure and mm-hmm. perfect, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so she says, you know, one of her quotes is, I've saved my children, you know, years of psychoanalysis, you know, by not hovering over them and not being a helicopter mother. And she does have four children. So
what's her kind of tips for being a kind of slightly hands-off parent?
Yeah,
then?
I think she's care a little less.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
she says that.
So she
but
says,
one of the things that yeah. I did think was funny was she said... because I don't know if you've ever heard about French women and breastfeeding.
Yes.
They don't do it. They breastfeed for like 3 months.
Yes.
So when she says, yeah, but you hear they're like a year,
yeah,
6 months
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's a lot of guilt with breastfeeding.
Yeah, there's
in this
a lot of guilt
country.
With breastfeeding. She said this bizarre obsession with breastfeeding. I'm like, you're only doing it for 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think she takes it a bit to an extreme, personally.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, I don't think I know anybody who's the perfect mother, perfect wife.
Yeah, she says, stop trying to be the perfect mother. It'll do wonder for your career. Because like that's what you feel, this terrible anguish
yeah.
when you're not with them, you know. So you don't enjoy, you know, at work, you are looking at the clock. You are feeling bad in your stomach all the time. And then if you're feeling, enjoying yourself, you even feel a bit guilty about that, don't you?
yeah.
You know, because it's
there's
like...
no winning.
Yeah, there's no winning. Then yeah. you go home, you rush home feeling guilty. And then you sort of, then you try and do this, be a perfect mother. Oh, God.
I don't think I can do anything any shittier than I'm doing it already, though.
yeah, yeah.
I can't be any less perfect.
yeah, 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 yeah.
But no, I do get the point. It's like, they're not going to die. I do understand. They're not going to die if they don't get a home-cooked meal tonight. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, one takeaway is not going to kill them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one time you don't show up at their, you know, school play. We did have someone at our school. We had to do, and it was sweet, and it was no problem at all, but... You know, there was a woman, she said, I've never missed anything that they've done. Not one concert, not one thing. And so the drama club reenacted, you know, they had their little show and their little program again so that she could see it.
Wow. Well, it's like
which was
a good mother badge. Yes.
Yes,
because
exactly.
I've been such a good mother, the drama group will make... Do people like this woman?
yes. But I mean, I did think it was like, you know,
yeah.
it's, you know, so... You know,
does she video it?
Yes.
That's the worst.
Well, we should have videoed for her, then we wouldn't have had to do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but no, I did think that was, you know, that was sweet. But I do also think, and, you know, there was an instance that, like, there was one child that no one ever showed up.
Oh,
now, that's an extreme that
yeah.
that should not happen,
mm.
that your career shouldn't be so important that you're
mm.
never there for your children. But yeah, I mean, sometimes my husband goes, sometimes I go, and, you know, sometimes we miss one.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think it's, you know, the child's self-esteem isn't going to crumple.
No.
You know, that's, you know, because I do other things.
See, I was such a pushy stage mother. I go to everything, and my children would look at me throughout the performance because I think they'd be terrified about what I'd say afterwards.
Oh, well, okay, that was great. Now we're going to do some notes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Next time.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think I was that bad, but I think, you know, they were aware of the pressure of the stage.
You were just jealous.
Yeah, I was.
There.
In fact, it was really funny because today this invitation came by email and I saw it was a ball. I was like, oh, yes, I've been invited to a ball. It's my son's invitation.
I think you should ask to go in his stead.
Well, it'd be quite weird to be like with, well, actually be quite good fun. No, 15-year-olds being sick, I'm not sure.
No.
At the Hurlingham Club, hurling away.
We can go to the first part.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Because I'm not jealous of my children, no. But it is a bit like, I want to go to the ball too, don't you? I love
yeah.
balls.
Yeah.
I love dressing up. Any excuse to just really dress up.
That's what we do here at Radio Gorgeous.
Yeah, we do.
We're all glammed up in the office.
We are. You've got your tight black trousers on. I've got my my all-silk dress on.
Yeah, exactly, russet colour.
The reason I've got it on is because I had a heat rash under my arms.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Had such a hot bath last night.
You got a heat rash from the bath?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let me just feel. I think it's gone down, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, I have the solution for heat rash.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up. When in not a scalding bath, or actually just on a poultice, make a little poultice of baking soda, bicarbonate of soda, and water, and rub that on it.
Okay. Like
on a
so my cloth. I'll be rubbing my hairy armpits with that.
Oh, what joy.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous, Donna. Thank you so much to all our guests this week. And this is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2014. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous.
Darling, give me a head with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me a down to there, hair, shoulder length no longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy. Hey, grow it, grow it, now it's about to grow my hair. Let it fly in the breeze and get caught in the trees. Give a home to the leaves in my hair. Made up blonde.